Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, we got a busy week this week. I talked to her the other day when we came back from the weekend. Joe Biden attended a lavish fundraiser while Donald Trump went to the funeral of a fallen officer in New York City. And I'm going to tell you, it did not go unnoticed on many people. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Please contact us. Go check. When I give you this stuff, let me tell you, jot it down. At some point, jot down thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Jot down shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Jot down 844-551-8255. Put it on a paper near your desk or on the kitchen with a magnet, you know, on the refrigerator with a magnet, something. Because at some point, you should want to contact us. You should want to do something to say, Kevin, I recognize you're out there. And if you're one of the 500 warriors that we advertise for, who's helping us to defer costs, I guarantee you, we're probably going to have a conversation. The only thing that will stop it is you don't call me. But if you call me, I'm going to call you. Many of my friends and supporters know this. We have a monumental task ahead of us this year. We have months to make this country see the light. Now, if there's somebody out there doing it better than I, please support them. But if you feel like I'm out there in the fight with you and I'm spreading the gospel of conservatism, Christian conservatism, unabashed, unafraid, then get in the mix with me. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you're listening to this program, you probably understand just how dire things are. They are dire. We shouldn't even be close with this clown Biden, and we're not. What I'm telling you is all the systems are put against us to make us think that, oh my goodness, this is scary. No, we're not. We will kick the Democrats' butts if they can't cheat us. And we have to have people out there who are pushing that narrative, who are unafraid to be election deniers, climate deniers, to be called racist or sexist or homophobic. I will put a skank in her place. You know what I'm saying? You got to get out there and support the people who are willing to get in that fight for you. And I know what you're thinking. Well, Kevin, I have a little voice and your voice isn't that big. And, you know, maybe we should get Joe Blow. Hoo-hoo. Let me tell you, ask yourself, are they fighting as hard as I fight for you? I'm telling you, I don't know what you have in your brain, but I know a little bit of it, and I'm going to push it to the limit. I'm going to take it to a level that, you know, my job is to get it out there. And I'm going to tell you right now, if they weren't shadow banning this brother right here, we would be making a bigger dent. But every single week, I get something from somebody saying, Kevin, thank you. You strengthen my resolve. You know, I'm much more forceful out there. I'm armed with more information, better information. Great. Love it. And here's one. Everybody go, oh, Donald Trump, it was a photo op for that cop. Probably was to some degree. I mean, he doesn't go to every cop's funeral, does he? But if it's going to be a photo op, I'd rather be done by somebody who actually gives a crap about that officer that got killed. Where was Joe Biden? Throwing himself a lavish party to raise $25 million. And you know what else he was doing? Plotting with other people to make sure Donald Trump got fined more money, trying to keep him from being on the ballot. You want to talk about a dictatorial president or fake president? You're watching one in action right now. And here's what's so sad. Nobody likes this guy. They know he's a putz. Imagine if he had some panache. Imagine if this were Barack Obama in his heyday, getting away with this stuff. Somebody that with charisma. Oh, man. Let me tell you, we are so lucky it's this buffoon. I remember saying, You know, what could Joe Biden possibly accomplish? Who's going to get behind a pathological liar with a, who's brain damaged? And I'll be doggone if the Democrats didn't line up and go, "Well, I'll do it, Kevin." Oh man, I'm snorting on my own show. It's true though. Man, I'm going to tell you, I know conservatives pretty well. We don't line up behind stupid people. We just don't. We take them out. It's fratricide. Yeah, Lieutenant, go up ahead there. Oh, my goodness. Bill Kristol, guy who thinks of himself as a conservative, he said, "An unfortunate day politically for Democrats. Biden does a fancy NYC fundraiser in the midst of a chaotic left-wing street protest. Looks like limousine liberalism, plus the breakdown of law and order, and Trump attends the wake of a slain NYPD police officer on Long Island." By the way, Governor Hochul, or Hochul, or whatever she calls herself, Governor Ho something, she tried to just bust into the funeral. And I watched the video, and some officer there, he's got a, you know, military-style haircut. You could tell that brother was a Marine, probably. But he was like, "Look, they don't want you here. They don't want you here. You just need to go." And, you know, her SUV pulled up with her security people. And these guys said, "You need to go." And sent her packing. I love it. Joe Biden couldn't even think about going. None of the politicians on the left were invited to NYPD. Now, they're going to tell you, "Oh, the police union loves the Democrats." I don't know if I believe that. I don't know that I believe unions in general love Democrats. I think the shift has occurred and now people are going, "You know what? We better start loving on some Republicans." All I'm telling you is the optics of this do not look good. Today, I want to go in a little bit about illegal immigration, because that's going to be a topic as well. And of course, we'll cover all the other stuff. That was another bridge. Another one of those barges went crazy. And I think this one was in Arkansas. I didn't get all the details, but something happened with it over the weekend. And I didn't do much on it. I didn't research it too much, but we'll get back to it. So, good show today. We're going to cover a lot of the same old ground. I tell you, there's not much new under the sun. When you think about it, it's the same stuff we're talking about, and we just get updates. We get a little bit more of an insight. But it's always good news for us. And you know why, right? Because we're always seeking the truth. We'll be right back, folks. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and 3 times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We got a lot to cover today, folks. I'm still wondering what's going to happen to Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the crooked Biden family. What's going to happen with the January 6th committee? When is the truth going to come out about that? I talked about that the other day. What if the Democrats finally just have to fess up? We have the blue dress. We have the blue dress, by the way. We have video. We have everything we need to know that January 6th was a farce. And the Democrats still run around going, J6, J6. Like it's Jay-Z in concert or something. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So we've got the crooked Bidens. We've got the crooked DOJ. We've got crooked leftists all over the place spreading lies. We've got a media that might as well work, just say they work for the DNC. We've got a cultural Hollywood industrial complex, if you will, that works for the left. What do we have? We don't have the military, education. We don't even have capitalism anymore. Do we even have the church? Holy Mother of the Pope. What do we have as conservatives anymore? I can't think of anything. Kevin Jackson is, again, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm going to say that until you jot it down and you give me a call. The biggest issue I have with Joe Biden, and there are many, but the biggest for me is economic. Joe Biden has cost me well into the tens of thousands, and I know for a fact it's at least $100,000. I don't know what he's cost you. I'm talking about the price of gasoline, the price of where I live, price of running my business. He practically shut it down. The COVID stuff that Joe Biden did didn't allow us to travel to fundraise, which is how we support one of our charitable organizations, Seeking Educational Excellence. And we were torpedoed in that. And I had to make up all the payroll of that. And then we got a PPP loan and still had to lay off employees. I'm on the hook for those loans. The IRS came by and charged me $41,000 for something we didn't even owe, just to remind me that I'm a citizen, in a police state. And then they did me the favor of reducing it to $28,000. We know you don't owe $41,000, but we're going to do you a favor, Kev. We're going to reduce it to $28,000. Like I got some big daddy Warbucks that's going to go, oh, Kevin, I'll tell you what, I'll take care of it. I told you guys I got sued running a project on criminal justice reform, a $25,000 text messaging project. We didn't make a dime. We subcontracted with the company, wrote the copy. We put, I'm going to say, $5,000 worth of man hours into the project, gave $25,000 to a vendor. So I'm out $5,000. I get sued by four people, and the lawyers in D.C., Philadelphia that we hired, I ended up paying $37,500 to fight a lawsuit over a $25,000 project that I lost $5,000 on. The left try to destroy you the same way they're destroying Donald Trump, or trying to. That's what they do. Nobody looked at it and said, he's right. Why are we letting illegals go and putting American citizens in jail for the same crimes we're releasing illegals? That is against your Fourth Amendment. And you can't do it. And you shouldn't do it. If somebody commits a crime, I don't care whether they're from the United States or not from the United States, they need to be in our jail. End of story. But you try to solve that. You go, look, that doesn't make any sense to me. Oh, I'll teach you for trying to make sense of stuff, Mr. Jackson. It was funny because we did another one. We ended up doing another one in Georgia. It was $125,000 for that project. Same sponsor. And nothing happened. But let me tell you, I won't lie to you and tell you I wasn't a little bit afraid, because how many lawsuits can I fight? I'm telling you where some of my money went. I mean, just these people are unbelievable when it comes to how much they're willing to torment you. They want to destroy you. I go back to this. What's your biggest issue? Mine is definitely financial. It is number one. And not only did you get the inflation of Joe Biden, you got shrinkflation from Joe Biden. So Trump's super PAC built a Biden grocery store website. You pick your items. It tells you what your final bill would have been under Trump and what it is now under Biden with Bidenflation. And the guy writes, it's funny and sad at the same time, because it's funny that it mocks Biden and his failed policies, but it's sad because these policies have hurt regular Americans. And as I mentioned before, Americans, the thing that where you really get people's attention is when you hit them in the pocketbook. You guys know my son got rear-ended in my car. And it's a 2014 Q50. Nice car, but a little long in the tooth, 10 years old. But I was happy to drive that car. As my brother said, you would have driven that car till the wheels fell off. I said, you're exactly right. Car gets hit. It's probably got a book value, $12,000. You can't buy my car for $12,000. You can, I mean, you have a hard time, even though I will say this, used car prices are starting to drop, but I can't replace the car with a car of equal sort of luxury anywhere close for 12 grand. I'm going to be at least 20 just to get back into the, number one, they don't even make my car. They don't make the same engine or anything. So, you know, but, and I'm not going to buy a 2014 with the same mileage. Because I'm going to pay another $2,000 for that. In other words, I'm upside down in a Biden in the time of Joe Biden. Because that's just, you've gotten used to it. I told you my rent went up $800 a month. Folks, that's $9,600 a year for 4 years. That's 40 grand. I can account for $40,000 right there. And then I look at what I pay for food, I look at the price of gasoline doubled, and we're driving our kid around. I told you guys before, I was calculating what it cost to take my kid to baseball. It would be $16. Round trip. Every time we took this kid to go practice. We're not going to a game. If I was taking him to a game, I'd be okay with it. This was for practice. Biden Mark, the guy says, putting food on the table has become harder than you, thanks to Bidenomics. As things continue to rise, he says, check off your items on the list below to compile your weekly, you know, whatever, whatever. So you do it, and essentially this is what they came up with by doing it, a 45.69% increase. And that was in regular places. Don't go to New York or L.A. or Chicago, big cities, because it could be in the 60, 65%, because they really rake you over the coals there. But they wanted this. They made this site to highlight the things that are impacting everyday Americans. While these guys are talking about climate change and all that, focus on what's hitting people in the pocketbook every day. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden will visit Baltimore Friday following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president will meet with federal and local officials and get a look at response efforts on the ground. More people are using cash to buy their homes. USA's John Schaefer.
In February, over a third of home purchases were made with cash. That's according to a recent report by the real estate firm Redfin. The figures emerge amidst persistently high mortgage rates. The proportion of all cash purchases nearly matches the peak of all cash buying of 38%, which was observed in 2013. Redfin also notes a substantial increase in the median down payment for homes, rising by over 24% compared to last year.
Texas health officials are reporting a human case of bird flu. The case identified in a person who had direct exposure to dairy cattle presumed to be infected. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I talked earlier about my number one thing that would cause me not to vote for Joe Biden, and there are many. I mean, there are lots of stuff, but mine is the economy, and I would bet you many people feel the same as I do. But probably a close second is illegal immigration. And it isn't because I'm experiencing illegal immigration firsthand. Even though I live in Arizona, I know of it. And a lot of my friends are experiencing it in one form or another. But it isn't slapping me in the face every day. It's not like I run into illegals, you know, trying to go to the grocery store and I, hey, what's up with you? You know, asking me in Spanish for money or whatever. I don't run into it that way, even living in Arizona. So it's not in my face. But I do know the far-reaching implications. And even though I live in Arizona, I don't know what we do for them here. I know we do way too much, because the best thing we should do is give them a lunch and send them back. But we don't do that. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And folks, I don't give you my information so you just dismiss it. I remember when I would hear people give out their stuff like, hey, call us, and write this, you know, here's our email or whatever. And I would just blow over it. I'm asking you, write it down. Contact me. I want to reach you. I want you to feel like we're part of a family. We went to church the other day, and a different church, because my son goes there with for his high school. They have a thing for kids on Wednesdays. And he knew everybody at this church. We go to a different church. But he goes, you guys want to come to this other church? Because this is where they do the youth ministry. So we went. And it was set up where they're at the bottom in a pit. It's called the Grove. And you watch it like a boxing match. Just think of it where you got a 360-degree view of this ring that's in the middle. And the band is set up. There's a piano in the corner, a drummer, the choir, you know, the people sing, etc. And they're facing the entire audience. And they have couches and tables. It's set up like a lounge. And the pastor, who I'd never met, he was like, no, this is the way I wanted to build something different. I didn't want theater seating where we are watching the stage and all the theatrics on the screen. He goes, I wanted people to be interactive and looking at each other and looking across at each other. It was really an interesting experience and different. And I'm glad to experience something different like that. Anyway, I don't know why I brought that up. But I guess, look, my point is this, going back to the original point. The economy is a big deal, but illegals are a big deal, but not directly, indirectly, because I know what it's costing us. I know what the impact long-term is on the community. And I know that's where I was headed with the church thing, but I had a brain fart and I can't remember what I was going to say. So all I can say is, looking at New York, I say, same thing's got to be happening here. Where was it? Somewhere else. Oh, Colorado, which is what we're going to be talking about in a second. But these people are now going, listen, we can't handle the influx of illegals. It's gotten to the point where even leftists are going, look, we got to do something. It's easy, you know, to talk about things when you think they're not going to occur, they're not going to impact you. I read a comment that said, Sanctuary City, bummed about having to do the sanctuary part. You've heard me talk many times about leftism. Leftism has to be smacked in the face with its own nonsense. Then they go, oh, my goodness. See, you can't reason with them. Something has to happen to where they go, oh my gosh. I don't know if you guys heard, there was a lady, I think she was in Massachusetts. She said, she's a Democrat. She wants everybody to take in illegals now. My thing is, I love that law. If you're for illegal immigration, you're a sanctuary city, make every citizen, I don't care what political ilk, make them take them. Now, what I would say is this, give them out to all the leftists first. You know, do it by politics. If you're a registered Democrat, you must take these people in. Oh, I know what I was going to talk about with the church. The guy, his dad set up churches in Malawi. And so there's a family they're bringing in from Haiti, because, you know, there's a lot of turmoil in Haiti. And one of the families here volunteered to take in a couple and their 9 children. I just hope it's a Mormon family that lives on a compound, because that is a lot of cheerings. The couple and their 9 children. So, you know, if practicing what they preach, in other words, these are people that say, we're giving, we're loving, and they want to do it, fine. But the government shouldn't mandate it. But I want them mandating it in California. I want them mandating it in Colorado. And anywhere these leftist governors have accepted this, I want it mandated. Make them have to live it. See, that's the thing about inflation. You don't have to make them have to live it. They are living it. Many people who are solidly middle class never worried about where a meal was going to come from, how much gas costs, what going out cost them, you know, paying for kids, this or that. They are looking at their budgets going, shoot, you better give up them cigarettes, girl. Kid, you're no longer going to college, this college, you know, designer college. You're going to go to the regular college. And they're making all kinds of choices. I love it. It pains me because I'm suffering. But if I must suffer a little bit to make them suffer a bit more to understand our plight, let it be. Let it be. Oh, yeah. Leftists. They're like a friend or a relative who borrows money from you very often, and they use the excuse, if I had it and you needed it, I would give it to you. Yeah, but you can say to them, you're never going to test that theory because you'll never have money. My brother told me that years ago. You know, Kev, you know, man, I need a loan. If you had, you know, if I had it, I'd give it to you. I'm like, I remember going, you're never going to have it. You're just never going to have it. In France, illegals are protesting new laws to protect the country from illegals. They don't want laws set up to stop them from being able to come in and do what they've been doing. This is in France. And by the way, France is establishing laws to say, we are not going to tolerate this. We don't want any more of this. Leftism imploding on itself. I love it. But here's the problem. If things keep playing out as they are here in America, illegals will be one of the largest voting blocks. And that's what the Democrats want. Just so we're clear, illegals come to America with very little. The shirt on their backs, and that's about it. Most don't speak our language. They certainly don't know our culture. You can't know the American culture unless you grew up in it. That's just true. Now, I could say the same thing about China or whatever, but I don't really care. It's easy to know the culture of communism. Just keep your mouth shut. But to be able to constantly, you know, say what you want to say, do what you want to do, and grow up in pure freedom, man, that is unique to us. So they don't know our culture. They don't know our laws. In as much as I don't know, when I travel places, when I traveled the world, I would get a packet that would say, Kevin, here are the laws of this land. And I would read it because you'd be shocked at some obscure laws. For example, when I went to Singapore, that my company told me, you can't chew gum. Don't take gum. They knew I liked to chew gum. They go, don't take gum. Take mints. And I took mints. I was always concerned about my breath. As you should be. Anyway, I took mints. And I remember I was walking down the street. People think I'm kidding. I was walking down the street sucking on a mint. And the guys knew I was American. And I watched cops watching me because they could see my mouth, you know, kind of like this. And they thought I was chewing gum. It was a $500 fine. And they got, I don't know how much money they got, but they got a piece of it. So they were like, I hope this Negro's chewing gum. But I had the mints. Yeah. I remember that, man. Woo, that was my first visit to Singapore. Anyway, here's what they tell you. Democrats say that illegals are cost positive. They have no jobs. They got to live somewhere. I mean, most of them come here and they live with, if you go somewhere, you live with a family or a friend, or you live in a hostel, somewhere very cheap. Nope. They put them up in New York at the Roosevelt Hotel. Nice hotel. 5-star hotels. They got to eat. They get fed. I watched an interview with one of them. The guy was like, no, I haven't missed any meals. I got a card. They get sick. Where do they go? You send them home? Or you think they go to the nearest hospital and get treated? Whether they commit crimes or they are victims of crimes, who responds? Social, you know, justice warriors or NYPD? You know the answer. Here's the net. The Democrats' illegals have come home to roost.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Boston is running out of room to house migrants, and one Democrat city council member wants residents in the suburbs to start taking them in. She says Dedham, Wellesley, Brookline, cities and towns that have so much more resources than the city of Boston, people who actually have more financial support, we need to do everything in our power to make sure that we are setting them up for success, or whatever success looks like. I think everyone should be opening up their doors because this is a shared responsibility. Mm.
You ain't going to get no argument from me. Oh, man. Let them live their lives. Let them. I agree. Oh, and by the way, this Boston woman, She's saying, let the suburbs take them in. We're overcrowded in the sanctuary city. Let the people that ran from Boston, a few conservatives, probably more than you think, that live in that area, let them bear the burden. Now, did she say she was willing to take someone in? Don't you think that Congress or your representatives, if they say we're going to recommend something for you, they have to do it first? Wouldn't that be cool? Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Unbelievable, these people want to do. They don't want to live their lives, but they will make you live it. You should take these people in. But I didn't ask for it. I don't want to be a sanctuary city. Who cares? Think about all the things that the government forces you to do. They forcefully take the money out of your paycheck. They forcefully wanted to give you a vaccine. Literally said, we wouldn't cover you in a hospital. We don't have to treat you. We don't want to feed you. You can't travel if you don't get the shot. Now they want to force you to open up your home. Think about the squatters. Imagine if these illegals figure out they can squat in your home. Don't you think they're stupid? You think these people are going to stay dumb for very long when they find out the leftist laws of the land? How about looting, stealing? Who cares if you have a SNAP card? Just go in a store, take what you want, and walk out. Up to $950, what do you think is going to happen? Yeah, leftists and their great ideas. So Boston's got a novel idea, which I'm all for. Do it all over the country. Don't just do it in Boston. Do it anywhere they say that it's a sanctuary city. Make the legislators all have to take people in, and they get the worst cases. They get the case, like I mentioned here earlier, where a pastor we went to church to hear preach, he said, there's a family here that's taking in a Haitian family with 9 kids. Let that be the one that the mayor of a city has to deal with. Eric Adams of New York would come out. He would be frazzled. I tell you what, New York, we got to solve this immigration issue. Then make them live it. Live it is what I'm saying. Make them live it. Joe Biden gets asked about the economic hardships of Americans and Bidenflation. You think he answered the question? You think that old clown wants to take responsibility for what he's done? Or do you think he'll deflect?
When people are saying, you know, but Mr. President, I'm feeling, my buck isn't going as far. What do you say to those folks about the economy and what's going on?
Well, I say we have the best economy in the world. We got to make it better. We really do have the best economy in the world. Jobs are up more than they've ever been. We're in a situation where the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years is maintained. We have people who just, but people, look, I think we're going to find out that what happened is a consequence of the crisis we had in health. Is going to have a lasting effect, and we just got to get people to move again. We're ready. I mean, I think the country's ready to come together in a way that I've never. I mean that sincerely. I'm truly optimistic.
Well, hey, we're doing better than everybody else in the world. That's his litmus test. We're doing better than everybody else in the world. We expect that in America, but he doesn't answer it. He doesn't say yeah. Well, we're doing better, but we need to. I mean, we're doing better than everybody else, but we need to do better here. Who's comparing? I mean, I don't care what's going on in France. If I'm suffering, what he's saying is, where else are you going to go? Okay, so what? I screwed the pooch. Where else are you going to go? You got no choice. You deal with me, they will cheat me back into office, and you'll have me to deal with. Don't you want somebody that, when he's doing a bad job, instead of, well, it's better than the other people, it's like, I mean, I hate to use this as an analogy, but when people are like down in the dumps, you go, well, hey, it could be worse. Because that's essentially what Joe Biden is. It could be worse. At least make it palatable. He doesn't make it palatable. Well, I mean, deal with it. It could be worse. Look, where else are you going to be? I've got you captive. Donald Trump would be telling you how he's going to solve it. Yeah, you're right. I mean, we got to increase manufacturing. We got to bring this back. I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to go penalize some people. Because here's the thing. If the United States is losing ground in any way, It should be fixed. There's no way the biggest dude on the block, the biggest economy, the strongest military, up for grabs. I don't know if that's true anymore, but there's no way we should be backtracking. You know, we should be trying to fight going backwards. We should be able to press ahead. But we don't. We can't do that because we got a demented clown that doesn't know how to run an economy. And his excuse is, well, look at the other guys. Unacceptable. Here's a Saturday Night Live. They're mocking Joe Biden. Now, of course, they mocked Trump because they can't just mock. They can't mock Biden unless they mock Trump. It's just against the rules of leftism. But they did mock Joe Biden, and it has to do with the black vote. And they mocked him in a couple of other things. But I only got a short clip here. But you'll get it. And the good news is, the reason why I play these clips for you is to let you know that culture is looking at Joe Biden. And they're making jokes about him. And that's important. The court jester is very important.
More than 5,000 people attended a Democratic fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall featuring big-name celebrities like Barack Obama, Stephen Colbert, and Lizzo, as well as lesser-known celebrities like President Joe Biden.
This week, Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after it was struck by a cargo ship that was carrying, you won't believe it, Boeing airplanes.
President Biden said Friday that he would visit the site of the Baltimore bridge collapse because, like that bridge, Biden is no longer connecting with black communities. Wow. You got to read the polls.
Wow.
There you go. I want to play this last clip for this particular segment. And this has to do with the election deniers and all the hoopla over Donald Trump saying these electors don't have to vote the way that they're supposed, you know, the way they're told to vote. They can do whatever they want to do. And, oh, he's an insurrectionist. This is what he wanted. I don't know if you've seen Brandon Straka posted a video of January, the day of Trump's inauguration. You should see that video in comparison to J6 of 2021. Night and day. Night and freaking day. Anyway, I want to play this clip. This is the Holly Weirdos pleading for the electors not to vote for Trump.
Republican members of the Electoral College, this message is for you. As you know, our founding fathers built the Electoral College to safeguard the American people from the dangers of a demagogue and to ensure that the presidency only goes to someone who is to an eminent degree endowed with the requisite qualifications.
An eminent degree. Someone who is highly qualified for the job.
The Electoral College was created specifically to prevent an unfit candidate from becoming president.
There are 538 members of the Electoral College. You
and just 36 other conscientious Republican electors can make a difference.
By voting your conscience on December 19th.
And thereby shaping the future of our nation.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
As you know, the Constitution gives electors the right to vote for any eligible person.
Any eligible person, no matter which party they belong to.
But it should certainly be someone you consider especially competent.
Especially competent to serve as President of the United States of America.
By voting your conscience, you and other brave Republican electors can give the House of Representatives the option to select a qualified candidate for the presidency.
I stand with you.
I stand with you.
I stand with you.
I stand with you in support and solidarity with conservatives, independents, and liberals.
There you go. All the people that were complicit, that election deniers. I like to point out the hypocrisy of the left because it's easy. It's what they deserve. Got another hour coming up, folks. Glad you're sticking with me.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.